I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. A post-holiday bump in coronavirus cases in Vermont appears to be on the wane. Commissioner of Financial Regulation Michael Pichak says daily COVID case counts began to spike after Christmas and New Year's.
Following the rise in cases after the holidays, we can now see that our seven-day case average has slowed and has started to decrease, suggesting that the holiday impact we did see is not continuing to fuel new cases.
Pichak says new modeling indicates that case counts will likely remain elevated over the next 4 weeks, but he says the state is projected to see a significant drop in daily cases at the end of February. Vermont health officials reported 102 new COVID-19 infections today as the state passed more than 10,300 cases. Starting next week, Vermonters aged 75 and over will be able to sign up for the COVID-19 vaccine. Governor Phil Scott says about 49,000 residents fall into that age category.
With such a limited supply and an unpredictable supply of vaccine coming to us, we're prioritizing those most likely to die if they contract COVID.
Administration officials have established a call center and online portal to schedule vaccine appointments. And Governor Scott has signed legislation that could change the way Vermonters vote on town meeting day. The bill gives flexibility to towns that want to minimize residents' exposure to COVID-19. That includes allowing towns and cities to postpone town meetings until later in the spring and expanding the use of mail-in ballots. The forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy with some scattered snow showers, lows in the teens to the mid-20s. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.